I want to welcome you to the Guard Your Eyes Daily Chizuk broadcast. There's a chashuv community of people who are mevakshei Hashem, who are trying to connect to the Ribono Shel Olam and struggling in this respect. And I just want to give you tremendous chizuk and say that you're doing Ritzon Hashem, you're doing everything that is proper. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give you abundant bracha. The issue of the Yetzer Hara that leads people to the Avera, for which Guard Your Eyes is trying to address, is a Yetzer Hara that is inherent in the Bria. We would not have a world if not for this Yetzer Hara. This Yetzer Hara is so central to who we are as human beings. More than that, this Yetzer Hara is something that at times people feel when they get married it will go away, but the reality is that this is a Yetzer Hara that confronts people single, married, throughout their entire lives. It's really a very, very serious Yetzer Hara. It's one that there is a lifelong struggle. And to the extent that we feel that it's a struggle that we can easily handle, as the Gemara at the end of Sukkah mentions, that's the extent to which we end up succumbing again. We end up falling in one more time. Our responsibility is to recognize that it's a lifelong struggle. It's a difficult struggle. It's exceedingly difficult. Now, sometimes people feel, based on an often quoted statement in the Zohar, that this is an avera that is so difficult, so strict, so severe, that people feel that when they stumbled on this avera, so therefore they are distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore they can never connect to the Ribono Shel Olam again. My experience with my Talmidim and my congregants has always been that it's not the avera per se that really hurts the people. It's the redefinition of who they are based on succumbing to the Avera. It is the fact that they feel distant from the Ribono Shel Olam. This is what causes them to stumble even further. Now, although the Zohar does have this statement, we have to understand the Zohar properly. And it's worth noting that the Alter Rebbe of Chabad, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe in the Tanya, Sof Perek Zayin, notes that for certain Averis, like a person who has a mamzer, a veira, for a person who actually did bios asuros, so the person needs a tshuva gemura, me'umka deliba, a person needs a serious teshuva, complete teshuva, nothing short of that will resolve that avera. However, the avera of hotza zera levatala, although the Zohar says it's the most severe avera, that does not mean it's the most severe avera in terms of the quality of the avera, in terms of the eichus. Rather, the Alter Rebbe notes, it seems like this avera is most severe in terms of the kamos, in terms of the fact that quantitatively people tend to violate it again and again. And in that respect, the Avera is most severe. Our responsibility, says the Alter Rebbe, is to be metaking this Avera, and one can do that. One can do that relatively easily, as it were, by simply saying Kriya Shema Sha'al Hamita, like the Arizal writes, with proper kavana, by doing what is called a tshuva nechona, a proper tshuva, not a complete tshuva, but a proper tshuva, that itself will atone for this avera. So effectively, my understanding is that to the extent that people feel that this avera is so severe that no real tshuva works on it, that is an impediment to people doing tshuva. What we have to do is we have to realize that it is a serious avera, but it's a serious avera that we can get out of relatively easily. For averos of this severity, we need a tshuva nechona, kriya shema asha'al hamita, and in that respect, we should always realize just how close we are to the Ribono Shel Olam, how that what we have to do is make a decision. We're struggling with it. Everyone is struggling with this avera, and we have to make a decision that we will not do the avera again. We have to make a decision that there are proper siyagim that we set up ourselves, whether it means not going to the incognito mode online or something to that effect. And in this respect, we should be zocha to do tshuva, nechona, proper tshuva, and to have this avera forgiven. Thank you for listening. Have a good day.